In the wake of this month's London bombings, the Italian government has speedily approved a set of measures to fight terrorism. The attacks in Sharm el-Sheikh have further heightened alarm in Italy, a country which is also seen as a likely terrorist threat. As NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports from Rome, ministers are taking threats made by an al-Qaeda-linked group seriously.
It's Saturday at Rome's Campo dei Fiori outdoor marketplace where tourists mingle with Romans to admire the fresh summer produce. A gypsy band wanders through the vegetable stands, but business is not good. The crowd is thinner than usual, and there's a palpable mood of anxiety. Shopper Gennaro De Dominicis is pleased the government has finally taken action after weeks of squabbling.
The measures were necessary. We are living in a climate of tension. Nobody feels safe. There is already a psychosis. Many people are afraid to take the subway. We have all these open borders in Europe. So many people arrive here without any controls. We have to protect ourselves.
De Domenici says he's well aware that the great majority of Muslim immigrants in Italy feels as threatened as Italians do. But another shopper, Clementina Proietti, is not so tolerant.
Here, all those Muslims act like they own the place. I'm convinced that in a few years, we'll be the servants, and they will become the bosses.
The Italian government was faced with a difficult balancing act to try to avoid this kind of polarization. In illustrating the measures on Friday, Interior Minister Giuseppe Pisano stressed that Italy does not consider itself at war.
This is not emergency legislation. We followed a policy of making already existing laws clearer, more cogent, and more effective in combating terrorism.
The measures will make it easier for police to deport suspects, improve email and mobile phone surveillance, make it possible for police to detain suspects without charges for 24 rather than 12 hours, and be able to take DNA samples from suspects who refuse to cooperate. The government has also drafted a bill that would create an anti-terrorism super prosecutor, similar to an already existing anti-mafia super prosecutor, with overall command of all investigations. Stefano D'Ambrosio, one of Italy's leading counter-terrorism prosecutors, says that for years, European countries believed the Islamic terrorist threat came from abroad.
Now we have to acknowledge that followers of the Al-Qaeda ideology are here, among us, and we must be aware that we will have to live with this threat for a long time.
Italian officials claim the immigration situation here is different from the rest of Europe. They stress that Muslims arrived in Italy more recently. There are no large urban ghettos like in France, Germany, and Britain, and Muslims are spread throughout the country. Journalist Guido Olimpo is an expert on Islamic terrorism.
In Italy, the danger is different because we don't have large Muslim communities. We don't have a third generation, or at least the third generation is not so big and not so radicalized. But the danger exists, and it's very concrete.
During the Balkan Wars of the 90s, Italy became the key departure point for hundreds of Mujahideen fighters to Bosnia. Many fighters settled here, and now Italy is a global crossroads of jihadi networks, providing logistical support, particularly false IDs. Italian investigators warn that these cells could shift quickly from logistics to full-fledged terrorist actions. In this light, counterterrorism prosecutor Stefano D'Ambrosio believes the government's new measures are lacking.
Se vogliamo partecipare a questa risposta,
if we want to confront this transnational threat of Islamic terrorism, we have to get used to sacrificing some freedoms for security.
Only then, D'Ambrosio says, will Italy be on a par with France, Britain, and Spain. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.